the 2013 Jewish Music Festival concluded with a curious 1918 silent film, The Yellow Ticket, presented at the Gershman Y with live musical accompaniment that gave the often grainy images a new life and renewed meaning. Though one of the first films about anti-Semitism, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stern saw it as a reminder of how much the world has changed and how much it is yet to change.
Nobody could be sure what they were getting when violinist composer Alicia Spiegels was scheduled to present a film whose main claim to fame was its star, the femme fatale Pola Negri, in a less glamorous role. It was shot in her native Poland and was probably her ticket to Hollywood. People knew about this film, which had been reassembled in the 1990s, but slowing it down to its proper speed and enhancing the emotional contours with live music made it speak differently, says Spiegels.
It's a magical, rare, strange, mysterious, enigmatic, fascinating little item. And I think, you know, on the deepest level, it's like photos of my great-grandparents kind of come to life. Oh, look at them moving and talking. And that's amazing. And that footage of people, they didn't have extras back then. They had, you know, people in the streets. And that, those people, you know, they probably didn't survive the Holocaust.
The film was about a Polish girl who yearns to study medicine, but the only way she can move freely in Tsarist Russia is by acquiring a yellow ticket, a different kind of passport that declares her a professional prostitute. She wins medical honors while working as a lap dancer.
And I decided that I would be clarifying the narrative. So I had to write music that conveyed shame, which is kind of tough because happy and sad are easy, you know. Shame. But I knew that some things were so too long ago and far away for contemporary audiences to immediately grasp emotionally.
Maybe not so far away. Two Philadelphians went to a screening at the Gershwin Y, having just returned from a Jewish heritage tour of Poland. In many ways, the yellow ticket spoke to matters that modern-day Poles, at least tour guides, aren't eager to discuss, says David Gilbert.
The Jewish population was so big there and so important culturally. And when you go there now, there are no Jews. Even though we were on that tour and that's what it was geared toward, I still felt like our tour guide, who is not Jewish, wasn't that forthcoming with a lot of the information that we had to pull from her.
The other traveler, Robert Kravitz, stumbled upon something much more overt.
We saw the souvenir store in the main square of Krakow was selling wooden figurines of Jews with big noses and money bags over their shoulders.
Knowing that and how history unfolded over the next 20 years, it's startling to learn that this truth-telling movie was produced by Germans.
It was probably partly a German propaganda effort to help win over the Jews in that border land. The message is the Russians are terrible. You know, we'll take care of you better than these horrible anti-Semitic Russians.
A simple morality tale with so many unresolved implications.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.